Hi, welcome back to the Always Mishnah Yomis. I'm Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the fifth parak of Maseches Sota. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. So we've been discussing a number of things that Rabbi Akiva said on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became head of the yeshiva. So that's referred to as Bo B'Yom, on that day. So we started with a drasha, a biblical exegesis pertaining to Sota, which is why it's in this Masechta, and from there, just tangentially, we're naming a number of other things that he said that fit that pattern. So Mishnah Dalet says, Bo B'Yom Darash Rabbi Akiva, on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became head of the yeshiva, Rabbi Akiva made another interpretation. Az Yashir Moshe v'nei Yisrael es Hashira Hazos Lashem, v'yomer le'mor. Then Moshe and the children of Israel sang this song to God, and they said, saying. She'ein Talmud lomer le'mor. The Torah here should not say le'mor, shouldn't say saying. Uma Talmud lomer le'mor, so why does it say saying? Melame she'hayu Yisrael onin achrav shel Moshe al kol davar v'davar. To teach us that the Jews responded after Moshe after each phrase. Dover here would mean an item, not every word. So it wasn't word for word, it was phrase for phrase. So he would say a phrase and they would say a phrase. Kikorin es ha-halel, like we read halel. Lekach nemor lemor. So that's why it says lemor, because it does have this different aspect of speaking. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, Rabbi Nechemya says, Kikorin es shma. It's like we read Shema, velo kikorin es ha-halel, not like we read halel. So let's see what's going on here. First we're going to look in the Bart Neuro, and then we're going to look in the Tosfos Yontif. So the Bart Neuro says, she'ein tamud lomer lemor, the Torah shouldn't have said the word lemor, saying, she'ein dome l'shar lemor she'betorah, she'hashchina medaberes l'moshe, lemor hadibor li'Yisrael. So it's not like the other places where it says lemor in the Torah, which means that God spoke to Moshe so that he should repeat what he was told to the Jews. Aval kan ein lomar kein. That's not the situation here. Kikorin es ha-halel. Roshei prokim bilvad hayu onin achrav. They would only repeat the heads of the paragraphs after him. So, like, for example, we would say hodu l'Hashem ki tov, and the person who's leading the prayer in Halel would say the next line, and we would repeat, Hodu Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. So same thing, they would repeat the refrain, which was the chapter heading. Now the Tosfos Yontif explains the second opinion, which is Rabbi Nechemya, where he says it's like we read Shema. He says, Kisofer ha-paris al Shema bebeis ha-kneses. It's like a teacher who's reciting the Shema. So that's word for word. He says a word, and they repeat the word. So he says Shema, his class says Shema. But what's interesting here is, it then says, V'lo kikorin es ha-halel, but not like we read halel. So all the time we have that someone in the Mishnah says A, and someone else in the Mishnah comes along and says B. What's different here, that here he says B, but not A. So the Tosfos Yontif explains, V'lo kikorin, not like we read halel. Nearly, dilahachika amarto. This is, in my opinion, why it says it this way. Lafuke nami midas shlishis. In order to exclude a third possibility. Kikatan hamikra esa megillah. Like a child who reads the Megillah. Vehein onen achrav kol mashuhu omer. And they repeat every phrase after him. Moshe amar ashira lashem. Vehein omrim ashira lashem. So Moshe would say the first line and they would repeat the first line. So the first opinion in the Mishnah, as we explained in the Bart Neuro, was Roshei Prakim. It was just the refrain. They would repeat the same phrase after everything Moshe said, but here he's explaining that this excludes a third possibility, which is repeating every line as Moshe said it. L'hachi amar velo, so that's why it says, and not like that. Da'afilu kekriyazu namilo. It also wasn't like this. So the opinion of Rabbi Nechemya is that it was just word for word. That was Mishnah Dalet. Now let us wrap up with Mishnah Hey. It's another Bo B'Yom, but this time it's not Rabbi Akiva. Bo B'Yom Darash Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus. On that day, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hyrcanus made an interpretation. Lo avad Iov es HaKadosh Baruch Hu ela me'ahava. He said that Iov, the biblical Job, only served Hashem out of a love of God. Shene'amar, and he quotes a verse in Iov to prove his point. Hein yiktleini lo ayachel. Even if they will kill me, I will place my trust in him. So that seems pretty straightforward, that Iov served God from a sense of love. However, va'adayin hadavar shakul. Nevertheless, despite this verse, the matter is still unresolved. It's still in doubt. Lo ani mitzape, o eni mitzape. Does it mean I will place my trust in him, or does it mean I will not place my trust in him? So Talmud Lomar, there's another verse to support that Iyov served Hashem with love. Ad egva lo asir tu masi mimeni. Says, until I die, I will not give up my integrity. So we see from here that Iyov did indeed serve Hashem from a sense of love. Amar Rabbi Yeshua. And Rabbi Yeshua said, Mi yigala afar me'enecha, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who will remove the dirt from your eyes? Which, as we said previously, is an expression to say, oh, if only Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai were alive today. Why? Sha'isa doresh kol yamecha, shelo avad Iyov eshak makom elamiyira. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai used to teach all his life that Job only served God from a sense of fear of punishment. Shenemar, and there's a verse to support it. Ish tam v'yasher, he was an upright individual. Yirei Elokim v'sar meira. He feared God and turned away from evil. So apparently he turned away from evil out of fear of God, not because of a love of God. V'halo Yeshua tamid tamidcha limei shemehava asa. But yet Yehoshua, the student of your student, was able to teach that he did in fact serve God from a sense of love. Let us look in the Barton Neuro on one point here, which is, why is that verse, Heniftaleni lo ayachel, which means that even if they would kill me, I will trust in him. Why is that unclear whether or not he served God from love or from fear? So the Barton Neuro clarifies, Yesh lo hakasuv bavav. Sometimes the word lo, written with a vav, meaning him, umashmoso ki'ilu haya lo ba'alef, it's evident from context that it's as if it were written with an aleph, meaning no or not. Yesh lo ba'alef, and sometimes lo is written with an aleph, meaning no or not. Umashmoso ki'ilu kasuv bavav, and yet the context would say that it's like it was written with a vav. So this is a Creek sieve. Sometimes the text is different from how it's read and how it's written. So it could be either Hein Yachtleni, Halo Hu Hargeni, Lo Ayachel Laod. It could be, even if God would kill me, I will no longer put my trust in him. Oh, Lo Ani Michel. It could mean, I will trust in him. So depending on how you interpret that word lo, it could mean completely opposite things in the verse. So that's why that's not a good proof text for us. Okay, that is the end of the Mishnah. That is also the end of the Perek. Join us tomorrow when we will start with Perek Vav.